And now I'm going to talk to Liza Ben.
She said she didn't change thing. She said if she's, you ask her, she's going to tell same as Myra. Can't tell you she's, because she was nurse when Myra came was down at Arctic Village. But the only thing that you're not going to ask her questions. If you want to take her picture, she said it's okay with her to take her picture.
Ask her when she moved down to the Crow Flats.
She was kidnapped. His grandfather, grandparents, they took her down to Arctic Village. That's where she stayed with his grandparents. And then after around, she's a little big, around 14 years, and then she moved up. Now that his parents were living in Copa, at the flat was all that time that they were there. When she got here, and her parents was out in the flat, so she went out to his parents out in the flat. And then when she got back to his parents that fall, she said, first year she had her period.
Ask her when she got married.
I said, when she got back to her parents at the flat, and since that, she just stay with his parents, and she stay long enough with his parents, and for quite a while she never had a chance to get married. Arctic Village and that Myra Kay, his brother. His brother was down there, and when she was down there, she didn't know that boy was think of her. And after she got back to her parents at the flat, and that year she just come up with doping, I think. And when he got here, and he was looking for her, but she was out Crow Flat. And he went out there, and he asked his parents that he wanted to get married with her. So that man got married with her, and that's how she got married, she said. That's Myra Kay's brother that married her first. He was from Arctic Village, but he never went back down, and then he just stayed around here with her, and then after that he passed away. And after that first husband passed away, and then after another guy came over from the first in Pearl River in Pinheel, his name is Dan Cassie. That's the one that married with her. And she had two husbands now, but then the husband passed away about 10 or more than 10 or 11 years ago.
So both her husbands are dead now?
Yeah. So that's why her name is Liza Ben Cassie. Mm-hmm. When I used to travel around in the woods, they do lots of different ways. A long time ago, those people, they had no net for fish. They just gather all the willows, and they make that willow, they make it just like fence. They just put it right across the river, and they just make it small, about that big, just enough big space to go, the fish go into. And down at the end, that they make a round thing, that's where the fish go in.
Mm-hmm.
This looks just like the den. They make a den for fish. Mm-hmm. That's what they did, and that's how his father. That's the only way that his father get fish. Soon they started get fish, and all of them they just pack it up to the where they stay. They pack it up in some kind of pail, she said. And then her mother they cut it up and dry it.
Ask her if there were any foods that they weren't allowed to eat.
Well, goodbye. She said it's kind of hard for her to answer that question. Anything that they, whatever thing they see, they just eat it. They eat anything. She said he could eat everything and nothing.
What about pregnant women? Were they allowed to eat anything they want?
Well, didn't in Kenya, she remember that some women they never do it. Who is a smart woman that when there's woman is pregnant that they don't want them to eat those like bone grease, mm-hmm. like that and. Just when there's flour around it, they don't want them to eat garlic or something like that. As the women, they say, after when women start to have kids, it's hard to be those kids born because that they don't want them to eat grease or garlic like that. Just only they live on meat, just straight meat and fish. And then once in a while they just go down to Herschel Island. That's where they get the tea, that's how they have tea once in a while. And most of the time they just had meat juice. When they cook meat and they just drink the meat juice. It's hard for some grub like that. There's no store close to here, and only way they go down to Herschel Island.
So ask her what kind of food did they get from the store?
It's the tea and the bamboo and flour. She said she was telling you that's the hardest time that she was telling you is just they live on just straight meat and fish like that.
Ask her how they make bone grease.
I don't know that on so far the insults are all she had. I tell you and you go make bone grease and tell me.
Tell her I probably know how already anyway.
That bone they dry the meat when they cut all the meat out from the bone and then they pound it. They pound it on the rock. And after they pound it then they put it on the stove in the pot. When they started you just put enough water in it, just half water and then it started boiling. If it's winter time, you put snow or ice. While it's boiling, the ice is melting on top of the steam. Then you put another ice on top and it gets higher and then it's still boiling. And after it gets about cool, then you take it down and then the grease was on top. You take that grease out in the bowl and then you take the marrow out from there. You cook that marrow on the stove. Now that you've got dry meat, you cook that dry meat. And that dry meat you pound it on the stone too. You pound that dry meat and now that you cook that marrow. Then you put the whatever dry meat you pound, you put mix into that marrow. That's they call it pannikin. And then that bone grease, you put it into a bowl and you eat dry meat with it. Mm-hmm. That's what she tells.
What about fish grease?
Big square, and then after it freezes, they cut it in narrow pieces and cut it just like we cut cake. They cut it into small squares. They just, whoever in the house, how many is there, they just give it to those house family. Cold. Then they leave fish overnight, and then next day they cut it and they just hang it up for a couple of days, and then after that they cook it and they pound it to that fish.
How they cook it? Boil it?
They fry it, I think. And then they pound it, and then they clean all the bone out from that fish bone.
Mm-hmm.
And then all that they had fish grease right beside them, and then they put that fish into that grease. He said, if they ever make that kind, she still make that kind. If all that you was here, if she give it to you, she said, you wouldn't. You just wanna eat it or step it, he said.
To make tea long time ago, if they didn't have tea from the store.
Drink the meat juice. They boil meat and they drink that juice for the tea.
Ask her what they used to do for if somebody had a cold or somebody had diarrhea or something. What did they do to help it?
Boil the juice pits that Myra kept telling you, that kind they take whoever got real sick with cold, they boil that pitch in the cup. After they boil it, then they drink it. And then on that, you see that those green spruce, they take the bar out, the top bar, and under that white thing, they chew it, and they chew it, and they drink it. They drink the juice, and that's when whoever got that cold, the cup, it stopped coughing. And then
she chews it.
You see that little spruce has just started to grow out from the ground. That's the kind that's good for cold too.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that about that diarrhea, she said that she don't know what they use for that diarrhea. Go down Herschel Island, get some tea and tobacco, and after they come back, and they come back with corn. Lots of them get corn. The only time they use that spruce pitch for them. That's the only way they could cure themselves without a pitch.
Mm-hmm. Ask her who used to deliver the babies a long time ago when there was no doctor.
As a woman, any woman. Even the young like that, they couldn't, whoever gonna have babies, they just deliver a baby. It's just in a body. They help each other.
They don't have special people to
do. No.
She
used to be whoever gonna have baby, then she delivered the baby. And she did that to lots of women. And so that Myra Moses, that when she had started to have kids, she had hard time, and she, that kid gonna kill her, but her's the one that worked for her, and she delivered that kid. That's how she's still alive now.
Ask her how she went about delivering the baby.
She worked lots for the woman gonna have kids, she work a lot, she got lots of things, ways to work for them. When woman kept hard time, she said she just wash her hand and put lots of soap on her hand. Like that, she just put her hand inside it. She just put the soap inside her. That's how she said the baby just born. She's been delivered kids, but the only thing that she sings is hard on her with Myra Moses. But when she was sick about one day and one whole night, but still that kid never born. At last, she put her hand inside her and that's how that kid born. And then after that kid born, then she went to sleep, and then she sleep for quite a while. That's how she feel better.
When they shot moose or caribou or anything like that, was there any part that they liked better than the other, like the heart or the liver, kidney, whatever?
She was staying from here, but not very far down river. She used to stay there summertime and she fish for net, and wintertime she stay around there for a snare, rabbit snare. One summer she was there alone and she saw something swimming across down river, not very far from her camp. And then she was just standing on the bank, and when it got to the shore, she see it was moose, and from her camp, she see it's far, even that she shoot at it. And that thing just fell down, and she went down, look at it, it was moose. And she shot that moose, and she's too big to skin it by herself, so she come up here. By the time that this boy was still alive, he came up and told his son that he shot moose, and he told him to go down with her and skin the moose for her. And Robert was with him, and Robert, another guy, went down with him, and they skinned that caribou. And she said, she don't know what people like the best part on the caribou or moose. Said it's kind of hard to explain, but her, she liked the best part on the moose and the caribou is brisket.
Ask her if they used to snare moose.
Why, if we're not, they let them chicken to the hen clean. They say she don't know that they never snare for moose. Get the game like that, like Myra Kid told you, they had fence. They make a fence for caribou. That caribou go in there and like kill caribou right in that fence. That's how they kill their game. And by that time, there's hardly no...
It's a game that they have.
Want to get the caribou in that fence that they put up. And so they get caribou in that fence. Whoever get caribou in that fence, they just give everybody one or two caribou. And they really had good time with killing people. By that time, it's hard to know how people come around, and it's hard for them, but they always go down to hurt the land, and it's the only place they go down, they get tea, tobacco, and little flour. Even she's alone, she said this, she can't get near to the caribou. wherever caribou trail, she always sits near there for caribou. And the caribou go in her snares. That's how she get caribou closest. Easy way for her to get caribou.
Did her kids go to school?
Carcross, huh? Mm-hmm. Carcross, she went to school.
Is your chip of two kids? She did to go to
school. And her kids, they went to school right here. That's Jacob and Jude, his name, and teaching some kids here. That's where her kids went to school here.
Ask her if she went tracking or hunting.
At the shop with net, and that's where whenever she see caribou, and most she tell you she kill most caribou and most before. She was done at 6 miles where he sits near, and winter time she sits near, and she set trap there. She used to catch some lynx and fox there.
Who did she sell the hides to?
She used the skin for herself, and but those. When she catch few lynx, she sell it down the store.
I asked her about intermarriages.
She said it's kind of funny for her, but she think that whoever wants to do that, they think a person is like it. But she just laugh about it. It's so.
Ask her if people got sick very often a long time ago.
I think white people come into the, come around here, that's the only time that people sick, and about a long time ago, it's hardly any sick go around.
So the any reason why people were getting sick was because the white people brought it in, eh?
Yeah.
Ask her if she thinks alcohol is a problem.
Long time ago, people just live on meat and just straight meat and fish like that. People are healthy and they never get sick. But since this grocery come around here, and with that grocery, that's why the people sick. Lots of old people were saying that, and she think is very is true for her. Like long time ago, there's hardly anybody sick, and now there's different places. People come here and there, and they just come with different sickness. That's why people sick. And she saying that people get sick in those groceries too. Because long time ago, people just live on straight meat and fish, that's why they never get sick.
They said she had
father was, when he always tell her story, when he's alive, he said there's hardly any grass grow summertime, and hardly any willow or tree along the river. It's just small. Now there's just the bush brushes, the willows just grow, and the trees are growing big, and on the ground grass is growing too. Any willow or grass grown, by the time that hardly anything, no rabbit or anything like that going around. The only thing they hunt for, try and look for ground squirrel. It's this once in a one person to get chance and kill one ground squirrel. After they kill one or two, they cook it, and that's for everybody to eat it, even two ground squirrels. His father told her it's big food for the people. And after later, all the birds that they put the nest up, and they hatch all the eggs, and all the little birds that grow their little young. So while that just started, everything started to grow. From there on, his father said, people could quit leaving.
Ask her what they used to feed to their dogs. What did they feed?
I just could not catch it. They said, those days, the meat or fish, and they eat it, and their dogs eat the same too. They feed them fish and meat.
And then people
should
quit it.
And it's hard for them to get game and fish, and some people have hard time to get something to eat. And all that, some women, they keep some dry skin and they soak it in water, then they feed that skin to the dog. And whoever got nothing for their dogs, their dog are suffer long time, she said.
If there's anything else you want to add to that.